Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Crick Blog podcast. I'm dressed in black today to mourn the death of India's home record in Test cricket. That's gonna come back and bite me if we go and lose the Border Gavaskar Trophy. But we'll enjoy it for now. Nash, like last week, you went off the long run and gave us a great rant. What have you got in store for us today? Go ahead.
Well, why am I here? Is my question. Why am I even here? I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. It's it's not. Look, there have been plenty of highs for this Indian team. I mean, amazing highs in all formats. There have been plenty of lows as well, but the manner of this low is absolutely deflating. It's absolutely pathetic. It's demotivating. It's not. It's uninspiring. And they don't want to learn from it. That's the idea that all the fans have got. That's what they are portraying, that they don't want to learn from it. Because if it was any other captain, that had lost a home series. Sorry, I'm trying to gather my words, but if there was any other captain that had lost a home series 3-0, a whitewash, not even a 2-1 or not even a closely fought
Three nil.
series, 3-0
Soundly beaten.
convincingly beaten, any other captain would have been sacked, or they would have resigned. But like we said, I think it was after the first test match. We sat here and called out the Rohit Sharma's PR machine. I think it has been hard at work, to be honest. I don't look. I tweeted yesterday as well. Sorry, I tweeted, I think, on the first or the second day of the third test match, saying I don't want to just end up becoming another social media troll and just bash one player. But Rohit Sharma at the moment is making it so hard not to be, and I'm sure you can imagine as my situation as well, because it's so difficult not to pinpoint the mistakes, and all the roads, all the paths lead to the same person, same two people, in fact, not even just Rohit Sharma, just Gautam Gambhir as well. And the fact is, all these social media houses, all these media houses are still, for some reason, using Virat Kohli's images. He's not even the captain, he's not even your best batsman.
I called that out
And
today on the Twitter.
exactly, and you don't need that. I mean, you don't need to target one player so much that
It's
they
interesting.
just it is interesting, and it is pathetic as well, because I keep saying that word again and again, because that's what it is. I don't know what else to say, because right from the first innings in the first test match, the toss selection and the third test match as well, why wasn't Akshar Patel selected? Siraj bowled like 6 overs, so I'm guessing the captain and the coach had some idea of how the pitch was going to play. And why wasn't Akshar playing? He why hasn't Akshar has been your savior time and again in many test matches, right from Border Gavaskar Trophy last year. So where was he? I have no idea why he wasn't selected. And it's so much of annoying like territory when it comes to this team management. And there's not a lot of transparency as well in terms of selections and who gets they're getting selected. So it's really difficult to understand where does this Indian team go from here. I don't think that the two main culprits are Gautam Gambhir and Rohit Sharma, but that the entire batting unit has
I agree
absolutely
with you on
failed.
that. The batting unit as well has got a lot to answer to.
Plenty. And Shubman Gill played beautifully in the first innings, and I tweeted after that he has to be consistent. And what happened in the second innings? That has been the issue. That has been the issue with this Indian batting right from, I think, from what I remember, I think it was from the 2021 England series. Right from there, I'm trying to cast my mind as far back as possible, but right from the 2021 England series, where there were some good performances. I'm not gonna lie, Rohit Sharma's 100 was really brilliant. Ashwin had 100 as well, but it was never consistent. And right from that series, the top order has repeatedly failed. and they have just tried chopping and changing people in
They've
and
been
out like
bailed out a lot by the
Slafrovski.
lower order over the years.
Exactly,
Bailed out by the lower
a
order.
lot, a lot.
Yeah,
And
that's
then
true.
obviously the two main batters are no longer Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli. They are Rishabh Pant and Yashasvi Jaiswal in the
It's
last 12
true.
months. And
I mean, Kohli running himself out was crazy. I think that's
oh.
where India lost the game that first evening. They were on top in control and completely lost their minds. And
Look, I'm going to call it out, and A, Rohit Sharma has to resign. He doesn't fit into the team anymore. He's not scoring runs, and he's not good as captain. We saw that in the series. No captain that I remember of was so helpless in Indian conditions. And B, there has to be a warning to Virat Kohli as well. He has to start stepping up in that in this format now. Australia too, hopefully, is kind of a revival for him. May hopefully there's a redemption arc there, because he loves batting in Australia. He loves batting against Australia, and Australia just brings the best out of him. So I really hope Australia is the tour where he finds his sort of rhythm again. But I don't see that happening with Rohit Sharma. I don't see that. Now, I think I saw today that they still don't know whether he'll be there for the first test match or not.
Yes, I
That's
did read
not
that.
how a captain should sort of treat the format. That's not how a captain should treat their team. And they should know whether they are going or not. The first test match is what, 20 days away?
Less 18 days away
Less,
now.
18 days away. So it not even 3 weeks. And it's so difficult to understand what's going on with this team at the moment.
So, what's your confidence like heading into that Border Gavaskar Trophy? Has it been declined, reduced a lot because of this? Or I know it's going to be very different conditions, but after all, India were
Definitely.
out for 46 as well on a bouncy pitch at Bengaluru.
Definitely, definitely. It's reduced a lot than what it was maybe a month ago, 2 months ago. Because not because not because I don't believe that the players have skill. They do have skill, like they have shown us before. It's about how they approach the captaincy, how they approach the batting, how they approach
Just getting
the
through the
entire
difficult
format.
periods. I think whenever India
Exactly.
were under fire in this series, they sort of rolled over in a way. They didn't
Yep.
have the sort of resilience that we're used to.
Absolutely. And that's not just in the batting, but in the bowling as well. The captain looked absolutely clueless
Well, it's
in at
interesting.
times, you know.
Almost a quarter of the so when the post were talking about ESPN Cricket Info using Virat Kohli pointing, and
Yep.
they said, nearly a quarter of the deliveries were singles and twos in the series. That's quite a lot.
Exactly.
Nearly a quarter you've
That
conceded in
just
singles and twos.
and in test match format, that's
Yeah,
just easy runs.
on helpful pitches
Exactly. That's how
against a
just
team that struggled to travel.
the batters have just rotated the strike and kept batting for long. And that's exactly what you actually need from your batters. But New Zealand have shown, you know, a full I'm sitting here complaining about India, but full credit to New Zealand, the way they have handled the conditions, the way they have batted. Will Young, the player of the series, played beautifully in the
He
third
was
test match.
outstanding.
And Tim South in the first test match played brilliantly as well. Rajendra Rabindra scored 100. You know, there have been performances all around for New Zealand. So all credit to New Zealand.
100% credit to New Zealand and Will Young in particular, 250s, very tough conditions at Mumbai, extreme heat, humidity. Felt very hot just watching, given how bad it looked on TV. But twin 50s, he defended very well. He showed that it is possible to score some runs on these tricky surfaces using the straight bat as much as possible. I think Daryl Mitchell had a very good game as well. There were some crucial partnerships with he and Will Young in both innings, I think. So that was key, getting that partnership in the second innings. I thought when New Zealand were four down for not many or three down for not many for 40, I thought this could easily be an 80, 90 or all out if they're not careful. But it was Mitchell and Young there that got to 50 partnership or thereabouts in quick time. And again, it was that
And
period there where India were waiting for things to happen and New Zealand took full
absolutely.
advantage. And they played brilliant cricket. Absolutely superb.
Absolutely. And they have played great cricket, and Ajaz Patel with 11 wickets in the third test match bowled brilliantly as well. And the thing is, yesterday was a perfect chance for Gautam Gambhir to come out for the press conference as well, along with Rohit Sharma. I don't know what's stopping them, and yeah, rightly so. Rohit Sharma, to his credit, said that he blames himself as well for the captaincy and for the lack of runs, and that's very well. But where's your coach? He should be there as well with you taking the blame. And because when it was Kohli and Shastri, all the blame, oh, Ashwin's not playing. Why Kohli and Shastri? Why is he not playing? And everything was Kohli and Shastri. So why is it any different in during this team management? I don't fully understand, because Gautam Gambhir, when he was in commentary, was doing all sorts of interviews and complaining and saying, oh, these things should be like that and X, Y, Z and ABC. And it, now that he's in the driver's seat, he's finding out how difficult the job is.
Yep.
How
3-0 at home
he
to New Zealand. That you the captain and the coach in particular, and a lot of the players should be really under the spotlight after a result like that.
Exactly. What the previous team, led by Virat Kohli, coached by Ravi Shastri, the bowling attack was Ishan Sharma, Umesh Yadav, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Bumrah later on, Siraj. What they built took 12 years. These guys have demolished it in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's all it took. That's all it took. And it just goes to show that age-old proverb that we were taught in school, it takes really long time to get to the top, but to get to the bottom, it's really easy.
Fascinating, isn't it? Australia moved to the top of the World Test Championship table. We haven't played it since March, so I'm happy with that.
It's
Thanks. But
shameful, shameful. I don't know.
man, that's insane.
But look, talking about the Border Gavaskar Trophy, I don't have a lot of confidence.
You
The
need a
only
glue.
way.
You need a glue in the batting lineup. You need players that are going to bat long and fight through the tricky periods. Because when you're up against Cummins, Stark, Hazelwood, Lyon, you're going to have times where you're going to find the going a bit difficult. Do India have the resilience and the mentality to get through it consistently, like Pujara was able to the last two series? He faced over 2,000 balls across both series. 2,000.
And that's the main thing. Someone has to step up, and it has to be, in my opinion, it has to be Virat Kohli. Virat Kohli
It has to be. It has to
knows the
be.
Australian pitches, knows the bowlers, knows the conditions, knows the challenge. He is in perfect position to drive this team forward with his batting. And Rohit Sharma can provide that captaincy and leadership at the top. I think this team can still perform on
Because
Australian shores.
Australia, let's be real, Australia's still got, we've got our issues. Let's not forget that. We're thinking about who our opener is, and Marnus and Smith haven't been in great form the last couple of years. So we've got our own issues too. And
Exactly. And the tactic in Australia can't be just throw the ball to Bumrah and hope for the best. That's
yes, you've got to
that
be
won't
work
work
as a
across all
unit.
five tests.
As a unit, you've got to work as a unit.
Siraj has been
Looks like
concerning as
Stark
well.
has potentially pulled his hamstring, by the way, just watching the one dayer. Bloody hell. I don't know if it's a cramp or whether he's pulled his hamstring. But anyway,
I think
just
he'll
watching
be all
that.
right. I think he'll be all right.
He clutched at it straight away. I wouldn't risk him anymore, but try. Yeah, hope he's all right.
I
Anyway,
actually don't know why Australia are playing with a full-blown attack. Is it just to get
yeah,
some cricket
it's Hazelwood is
game
playing in
time?
the Shield at the moment, and Cummins and Stark playing in this one day series. Yeah, it's an interesting point. Look, Cummins needs the action. He's been out for 2 months rested. Yeah.
I would have guessed they would play the Shield rather than the one day, but
Yeah,
I think
Cummins
it's
played a
just
game
that
of Shield, and Stark's played a bit of Shield, and yeah, you're right. Interesting decision making. But yeah, onto India. Yep, you need batsmen there who are going to perform. And well, congratulations to New Zealand. If someone predicted this 3-0
I
series
mean,
result before the series,
you did say 3-0
I
at the
said
start,
3-0
but
before the series, but to India. If someone predicted 3-0 to New Zealand, we all would have asked what they would have been thinking. So I was doing a bit of digging today, and the last
I mean, if
series win
someone
in
said 3-0
Asia.
to New Zealand, if someone said 3-0 to New Zealand at the start, we would be asking where do they buy their stuff.
Where do
So,
they buy their stuff? What are you taking? What are you smoking? What are you drinking? Yeah, 100%. It's one of the most extraordinary results in Test history. I was doing a bit of digging today. They haven't won a series in Asia since 2008, and they scraped past Bangladesh because of Dan Vittori. They won by 3 wickets, and it was because of Vittori that all-round performance got them over the line. Otherwise, they would have lost. It goes to show they
Exactly. And
in Asia they haven't been the best, but this has been an unbelievable win. They took India head on. They embraced the difficult conditions and they use it to their advantage. They didn't complain about the difficult conditions. They said, it's going to be difficult for you too, India. We'll keep the ball in the right spot. We'll bat well as we
That's
can.
all they did. That's all they really did.
No
You know, from
fuss.
a New Zealand point of view,
No
Santner
fuss.
and Jas Patel just kept bowling the same line in length and just varied the pace and got adjusted to the pitch as well very quickly rather than more than the Indian bowlers. So it was just a poor show. I mean, that's an understatement, but I think I'll end it there.
You've had enough.
I'm out of
Just
words.
lastly, before we move on to the Australia A India A game, the Rishabh Pant dismissal, what did you make of it?
I think it was out. I
Yeah,
think
I
it
think it
was
was
out.
out
I
too.
mean, there'll be many many people disagreeing with me, but I think it was out. There was a clear deflection in my mind,
There was a
from what
deflection
I
in my mind too.
could see. And yeah, because
Correct decision.
if you look at the snicker, there was when the moment his bat hit the pad the first time, there wasn't anything on the snicker, and then the next time there was something when the ball was next to the bat. So yeah.
Yes, 100%. And there's a deflection. You're 100% right. And that's not why India lost. And look, if he bats a bit longer, they're
Oh,
definitely
I
got a
mean,
chance of winning, but
yeah.
they had many other
Rishabh
issues.
Pant, I'm proud that he plays for India. I think
He's a champion
he was
player.
the slight glimmer of hope in that innings in that test match
Absolutely
because
superb. Yeah, he played very well.
he has a big burden on his shoulders
He
in
does.
Australia.
Given what happened last time, there's going to be a lot resting on him for sure. More success or disappointment for India in the India A game. Australia A winning that one after a very good bowling performance in the first innings and then getting a lead. And then, despite a very good partnership, Sai Sudarsan and Devdutt Padikkal, India were collapsed in the second innings. And Australia, Nathan McSweeney and Beau Webster, superb in the chase to win by 7 wickets.
There are concerns for India in terms of batting as well, and the way they got out. But from an Australian point of view, both the openers who are supposed to be in the reckoning, Bancroft and Sam Constance and Marcus Harris as well, need all of them failed. All of them failed. So what? I think you are from an Australian point of view, you are strongly leaning towards McSweeney, and is that going to be your final pick?
I don't know. I think there's still a bit of time to go. That would be my pick personally. I think he's got the best technique of the lot. He's in the best form. He's 25. He's got future leadership capabilities. I think he inspires the most confidence by far out of the rest of them. And
I mean, there's not a lot of time. I mean, the player has to know at least 2 weeks before if he's playing.
yeah, you're right. Yeah, they
I mean,
should
if
know.
he's
Yeah,
opening the batting
true.
against India in Australia in a test match, he
True.
has to know.
But there's another A game to go, and say
Yep.
someone else gets a big score that might tip things in his favor and all that. But look, I hope it's not Constance, and I've been to and forth with people on Twitter and saying, look, it's too early.
Oh.
And I think this game showed it.
I mean,
And
if I know India, it has to be Constance, because then,
well, McSweeney will be a debutant too. So
yes, good point, good point. Yep, good
I read
point.
an article today, the guy who coached Michael Clarke and Phil Hughes to their test debuts, Neil da Costa, he said that it's too early for Constance. He could be a good player for 100 tests, he said. If they put him in now, he might only play 10 tests. And then he went on to say as well that it's too early. He's another player that's shown great potential, but let him play 2 years of Sheffield Shield. Let him understand the grounds in Australia, understand the flows of the game, understand himself and the game. If he's good enough, he'll get the runs and he'll be in the team in a little bit. It's just ridiculous rushing him in. How's Prithvi Shaw going? I could see his weaknesses before he went in. So when we talk about leaving it to the experts, he's an expert and he's bang on. Let him do his thing in Shield cricket for a year or two, see how he goes, and
Absolutely.
then bring him in later. He's 19. There's no rush. There's no
Absolutely.
rush. Let him deal with the Mukesh Kumars of the world before you expose him to the Jasprit Bumrahs of the world. And that's
Yeah.
not a disrespect to Mukesh Kumar.
That's
It's
a
just
good
saying that
point.
that's just saying that you've got to succeed against these very good bowlers in domestic cricket, first class cricket, before you go to the absolute elites.
Fair point.
And it was McSweeney who I thought did that. He played a very important innings in the first innings. Yes, it was slow, but that was a tough pitch on the first day where India were rolled for 107. Australia A lost three early wickets, but he hung in there and batted till the rest of the day and helped Australia A get a lead. And then he seals it with the win in the fourth innings. To me, he's the best player out of the lot right now. I think he should be in personally. So that leads into Ask Crick Blog. And the first question actually we did get was from Suhaswag from at Suhaswag Tweets. Has Nathan McSweeney cemented his spot for that opening slot with that knock versus India A in the chase? I would love to see him versus India in the Border Gavaskar Trophy, potential captain for the future. I think it just confirmed to me personally that Nathan McSweeney's got to be opener. I've said for the last few weeks that he's got to have the role. And some of the pushback I've got on Twitter has been, well, has he opened in Shield cricket? No, but he bats at three. And you look at in the last game he played, the second innings he came in the second ball. They lost the wicket first ball. He came in and batted against the new ball and got 72. So he's got the technique. He's got the temperament. Get him in. I think he's gone a long way to cementing it. I think he's gone a long way to cementing it, as I've said. There's a lot more to I know. Ricky Ponting has now, said that McSweeney's and Mark Taylor has also said that they'd like to see McSweeney in the role. And even with that pushback, he's never opened. He bats three, comes in early a lot of the time anyway, and faces the new ball. He's not a stranger to the new ball. So, and technically very similar to Marnus. We've mentioned this in the podcast before. So solid. Really solid. So I'd love to see McSweeney in there. I think he gives us the best chance.
Yep, absolutely.
Another question we received from Karan Wadaka at Karan_RW. How do you read into Gambhir as a coach so far? Surely cannot blame him for this series defeat, which has majorly been brought around by batting collapses and a horrible show by Rohit and Virat. What do you think?
Look, I will put the blame on him as well.
I don't
I
think
mean,
he's immune
he's
to
the coach.
criticism.
He's the coach. He's not, yeah, exactly. He's not immune to criticism. He's the coach of this unit. He has to, and the coach at that level, the coach's job is not to teach technical skills to the batters, because the batters, maybe some tweaks here and there, but they are not, coaches are not teaching Virat Kohli how to play a cover drive or how to
It's a
pull a
lot of
ball.
mindset, isn't it?
It's a lot of mindset, it's a lot of tactics, it's a lot of strategy. It's a lot of what works and what doesn't work. So I didn't see any of that from Gambhir and Rohit in this series. Yes, the batting collapse has been horrendous, but irrespective of that, the captaincy when India was bowling was absolutely mind-boggling. It was baffling. There were bowling changes and there were field changes which made no sense. There were field placings, field positions which made no sense. And there was number 10 and 11 batters were taking easy singles. Ajaz Patel and I think it was Matt Henry, they were batting so easily. They were batting taking so easy singles that it was just I was banging my head
In a
against
low
the wall. And
scoring game, low scoring
exactly,
series,
and
that's so crucial.
you can't have that. That's why I feel Gambhir is to blame for this loss as well, and rightly so, because if it was any other, if, for example, I keep drawing examples from Kohli and Shastri, because the way they were criticized for every single decision that was made was absolutely,
Oh, look,
it
there was
was
pressure
everyone
on
could
them.
see that.
From the outside looking
Everyone
in, it
could
was a
see
lot
that.
harsher.
Yeah, and if it was them, we would and they turned up to every single press conference together as well, whether it was win, whether it was loss. And
Well,
that's how you sort of present yourself as the coach of an international unit.
Kohli lost two home games out of 31. They've lost under Rohit now. It's been 5 out of 16. That's crazy for India at home. That's quite massive. And Gambhir hasn't been a good start for him because they lost 2-0 in the ODIs in Sri Lanka, the first ODI series lost there since 1997 for India. I'm thinking back to Jogindra Sharma earlier in the year. He was the bowler who delivered the final ball of the 2007 World Cup, the T20 World Cup, where India won. And he said that he won't last the length of his contract. He called it very early. He said that Gambhir is one to manage the team, but I believe that he will not be able to stay for a long time. This is because he makes his own decisions, and it might happen that he has a disagreement with a player. I'm not talking about Virat Kohli only. Many times, Gambia's decisions are such that others do not like them. And I just feel that there's not a sense of unity among the group at
I
the
don't think
moment
so.
from
Yeah,
the outside
I don't think
looking
so
in.
too.
There's a bit of that
Yeah, I
seeping
mean,
in.
yeah, you're right, and it is. I feel the same way as well, that he won't last the full tenure of his contract, and it is. The thing is, Gautam Gambhir as a coach has achieved nothing. I mean, if someone could point out what he has actually achieved as a coach, he has been a mentor of an IPL team. I don't remember him coaching any other team.
I don't either. I know him mostly from the mentoring in the IPL as well.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
When you make such decisions, when you pick such people, in different positions, I mean, this is bound to happen. This is bound to happen. Rohit
Interesting.
Sharma
An interesting call. Yeah.
wasn't a part of the dominance that was built in India. He wasn't a big part, let's be honest.
No, Rohit
He
hasn't done enough in Test
played
cricket to be having that sort of status. I agree. He's had
exactly.
some
He played
good
every
knocks.
like he played at test matches here and there every time, but
He's done well
he
at home in
wasn't
the
a
past,
consistent
Rohit,
part.
but I don't think long enough to be considered as a key architect or a key part of what India have done. So we'll talk about the captaincy. A question as well from Karan Wadekar at Karan underscore RW was on the change of captaincy too. Do you see it on the cards? If yes, whom? If no, when? Till when do you persist with Rohit? I don't see Rohit being sacked at all, personally.
I don't
I
see
just
that as
think,
well.
yeah,
And
you just see,
that's the
yeah.
shameful part, isn't it? That's the
Yeah, he
shameful
won't.
part.
He won't. If Australia lose 3-0 to anybody here at home in the three-match series, yeah, we'd be calling for changes definitely here. There'd be a lot of spotlight on the captain, the coach, etc.
Look, I think
Yeah.
irrespective of the Australian series, what happens there, I think Australia Rohit Sharma's time in test matches is done.
Listen, if he leads India to a series win in Australia, that's a big achievement.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But
But can he
I
do
don't,
it? That's a big question.
even if we win, I don't think we are going to get to the World Test Championship final.
I think you got to win,
I
what is
don't
it
think
now?
that.
Four. You got to win four
We have
tests?
to, yeah, we have to win four. I don't see that happening.
No,
I mean, if that
that's.
happens, I'm going to shave my head. If that
I'll
happens,
hold you.
I'll
I'll
shave my
hold
head.
you. I'll hold you to account.
If we win four tests in Australia in the upcoming series, I'll shave my head. You hold me to that because you know it's not going to happen as well.
Yeah, because you look at how good India were the last two tours. You won twice on both occasions. You didn't win three or four.
And that's the thing, because we have to win four out of five. And I don't even
I
see
don't see
how
that
we win
happening
any at
personally.
the
Yeah.
moment. So that's the thing, because if we are not playing the World Test Championship, we don't have a test series again until England next year,
That
I
might
think June,
give the
July.
Indians some time to think about a new strategy potentially if the Border
So
Gavaskar
in
Trophy
terms
goes
of
bad. Yeah.
captaincy, yeah, in terms of captaincy, I think you got Rishabh Pant, the obvious
Bumrah?
candidate. You got Bumrah, but I would steer clear of Bumrah because of his bowling status.
It's worked for Cummins
Yeah,
to a
it
degree.
has, but would Bumrah end up playing every single test match? I don't think so. He shouldn't, is my opinion. Well, he should. We would love to see more of him, but
Just managing him, you mean? Yep.
yeah, managing him from a managing point of view. But Rishabh Pant at this stage is the obvious candidate. I can't think of anyone, to be honest. I mean, Jadeja doesn't have a brain cell, so I'm
Oh my
not
gosh. You've
not
got
going with him.
Please, the
So
disrespect to Jadeja. Goodness me.
I mean, he's a great bowler, but let's be
It
honest, he doesn't have talent in his brain,
is me.
or at least doesn't look like it. But
Yeah.
I'll go with well, Rishabh Pant and Bumrah, the obvious candidates at this
Yeah, they're
stage.
the candidates, I think.
Unless you
Having seen the
go
same.
completely left wing and go Yashasvi Jaiswal, but I think it's too early.
Or Gill.
Oh, nah. I mean, come
Yeah.
on. I was going to swear, but nah. And he
It
first has to
honestly
bat
depends
consistently.
on what happens in Australia, but yeah, I know. There's some questions to answer. If it goes really badly for India here, you've got to make a change. And Rohit has had a poor captaincy tenure. It's
I
poor
mean,
as
look,
it is.
I'll never say let just because I hate I don't hate just because I'm critical of Rohit Sharma or something like that. I won't say let India lose. I'll never say that. I mean, I
Course,
would love to see India win.
you want to
I'm
see the best for the
absolutely
team.
crying to see India win in Australia again. I mean, just that 10-year-old kid in me back in 2002, 2003 wants India to win again. That will be some hell of a dominance in Australia against Australia.
So win three in a row would be a huge, yeah.
But at this stage, as of today, I don't have that confidence.
No, fair enough. So just the last comment we've received from Siddhartha N at I'm Siddharth 21. So agenda is simple for the Aussies: bowl short, pitch to Rohit. I wouldn't bowl, only bowl short pitch to Rohit. He does like the pull shot. Bowl fourth or fifth stump outside off to Virat. Yes, I agree with that. And left arm and slash lion series sealed. I think the ball that gets Rohit a lot is the one that just shapes away, hits top of off. He does seem to square up a lot to that and get out bowled or caught behind to that delivery a lot.
I think Australia will be targeting Virat Kohli in that corridor as well.
No question. Do not move from that corridor. He'll look to when you want to feel bad on ball, he nicks off a lot. So, yeah, make it difficult for them. Squeeze in the circle. Don't let him get off strike easily. I think that's going to be the thing because there's a lot of issues with the Indian batting at the moment, as we've got. But India to lose 3-0 at home is big, and you want to win that first test in Perth, and then go from there from an Aussie perspective. All right. Thanks, Nash. Thanks
Thank
everyone for
you.
watching. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Congratulations to New Zealand on this magnificent 3-0 win. An unbelievable month with the women winning the T20 World Cup in the UAE and then New Zealand sweeping India 3-0 in India. It's just the month that New Zealand fans will never ever forget. And congratulations to them. Tom Latham, wonderful as captain. And commiserations to Nash. And I hope it continues in the Border Gavaskar Trophy. We will see.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks everyone.